Mr. Mayor, please do items. I'm receiving some assistance from my very capable commission members. Now that we have the agenda, can I get a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Agenda as amended is approved. Proceed, Mr. Graham.
Commissioner members of the commission, good morning. We have seven, what we refer to as page two items to place before you this morning. As the agenda indicates, these are those projects which are in excess of $50,000 in total cost, which have been subjected to a public interest review for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. Briefly, to summarize, item 2A, Virginia Electric and Power Company is requesting authorization to construct a 110-foot-long utility crossing of the Slate River of a natural gas pipeline that will be installed through the directional drill method, and a 520-foot crossing of the James River from Remo Bluff Station in Buckingham County. We are recommending approval and the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $330 for the pipeline encroachment under the Slate River at a rate of $3 per linear foot, and $1,560 for the encroachment over 520 feet of the James River, again at $3 per linear foot. 2B, Florida Enterprises Incorporated is requesting authorization to cross Quiet Creek, Chappawamsa Creek in Sanford County, Powell's Creek and the Amsco Creek in Prince William County, Poathead Creek in Fairfax County. This is all in conjunction with the 395-395 HOV bus hot lanes improvement project. Given the nature of the public-private partnership involved here, we are not recommending a royalty. 2C, Upper Occoquan Sewage Authority is requesting authorization to modify a previously issued permit to include impacts to 341 square feet, of Cub Run and Flat Lake Branch in conjunction with the removal and replacement of various boards and construction access as part of the Cub Run Gravity Delivery System upgrade in Fairfax County. Again, because it's a municipality or locality, we're not recommending a royalty. They're exempt. It would only be a permit issuing fee. 2D, City of Hampton is requesting authorization to reactivate and extend their permit to dredge on an as-needed basis the salt pond entrance channel, which will generate up to 4,000 cubic yards of new material, 10,000 cubic yards of maintenance material, will restore maximum project depths of minus 9 feet. The good material will be placed, the sandy dredge material will be placed on the adjacent Hampton shoreline as public beach. 2E, Buchanan County Industrial Development Authority is requesting authorization to install a submerged sewer line beneath 5,202 linear feet of Poplar Creek in conjunction with the municipal service sewer service project for residents in the Southern Gas Industrial Development Area. In this case, we are recommending approval with our standard in-stream permit conditions, as well as the adherence to any time of year restrictions and or muscle survey requirements that are recommended or as recommended by the Department of Game and Fisheries. 2F, Perkins Creek Association is requesting authorization to maintenance dredge 6,659 cubic yards of material to create maximum depths of minus 3.5 feet at low water within Perkins Creek and the entrance channel of Perkins Creek, which is a tributary to Rappahannock River in Middlesex. The sandy portion of this dredge material will be, again, used for beach nourishment and placed on 56,695 square feet of Sebaglius bottom on the north side of what's referred to as the Lord Mott Cannery property. The balance of the material, that which is not good for beach nourishment, will be disposed of upland within geotubes. Now, in this instance, staff is recommending approval, again, with our standard in-stream or dredging conditions, but in addition, a special condition of the permit, which will advise the applicant and the adjacent property owners that they will not acquire a property interest in the submerged land that will be covered by the beach nourishment. Staff is also recommending the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $2,834.75 for the encroachment of that beach nourishment material upon the 56,695 square feet of state-owned land, and that's at our normal rate of 5 cents per square foot. Finally, 2G, U.S. Coast Guard is requesting authorization to dredge 5,900 cubic yards of material from the area of their small boat basin and adjacent to the boat ramp at the Coast Guard's Integrated Support Command, which is at Craney Island Creek in Portsmouth. The dredging in the basin will be to minus 11 feet and in the area around the boat ramp to minus 7 feet. They are asking in this instance for a 1 foot over dredge tolerance. Again, we're recommending approval and there's no royalty because it's basically a maintenance dredging project.
Thanks, Bob. Any questions, Mr. Grant? I have one, Bob. The 2B.
Correct.
Is that first word spelled correctly? Is it flower or floor or F-L-U-O-R?
No, I think it's F-O-U-R, but I think it's pronounced floor as if it's F-L-O-R.
Okay, because I'm going to have
floor. Somebody shaking his head.
Oh.
Somebody in the audience is shaking his head.
It's U-O.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember the floor, the only thing I know, Floor Daniels did a lot of work with the Surrey Nuclear Power Station. That's not that way, so just want to make sure.
Spell check, like flower.
It likes flower a lot better than it likes floor, I guarantee you. I think it likes canary better than it likes cannery, but I'm not sure about that one on 2L. But anyway, it's more like cannery property.
We'll let the engineer take care of that.
This is a public hearing. Anyone in the audience pro or con wish to be heard on these matters? If not, the matters before the commission. Mr. Tanker.
Move to approve page 2 items.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Grant.
Thank you.